Hello, listeners. Welcome to Sound and Silence. Thank you for listening. This is a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalber, and joining us today we have...
Nkechi Chibweza.
Nkechi Chibweza.
Yeah.
Nkechi, yeah. What is your experience with sound?
As in, I like to hear sound.
Okay.
I'm kind of tone deaf.
Like, oh, really?
People tell me that.
Like when you sing, or?
Yeah, I can never get the note. It's not happening, and I've accepted that, finally. Yeah, you couldn't tell me that in high school. I was Christina Aguilera in high school, but...
Really, what matters is the confidence.
Yes, it does. Like, you just have to act like, yes.
Yeah.
I just nailed it.
And then you make it jazz from there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Freestyle, yes.
I will. So what is your experience with music?
Like I said before, I'm tone deaf, so I don't have that much. I like listening to music.
Okay. Do you play any instruments or anything?
Oh, no. I wanted to when I was a kid, but, you know, like, the way they would set it up when I was in school is, like, you had to, like, try out to do, like, an instrument.
Really? What? They wouldn't just, like, train you?
Yeah, and I felt like the little tryout was bogus.
Yeah.
Like, they'll tell you to, like, clap on beat. I already know how to do that because, you know, I'm black. And so I did it, but I guess something was wrong, and they did not pick me to do any of the instruments, so I didn't get to play anything when I was a kid.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and then I tried to pick up guitar when I was older, like, in my late 20s, I had a guitar, but it was just a pretty decoration in my living room.
As most guitars are.
Yeah. And then I was like, what, Catch, you're not doing this, and so I sold it. But for a while, I had a guitar, and I was like, yes, I'm going to learn how to play it, and I'm going to be that mysterious, like, chick with a guitar, but it didn't work, so.
You know what might work in your favor?
What?
Percussion. Just hit stuff. Yeah. You don't need to be... You
like
can be
a
tone
little
deaf.
Drum?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can be tone deaf and still hit drums.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I might be one day, but I got too much stuff
that
I do now.
Yeah, other stuff.
It's fine. Like, I'm okay. Like, and so many people do it so well. I'll let them do it.
Here's a retirement plan for you.
Well, yeah,
drums,
yeah.
Get a drum set.
Oh, yeah.
So what does sound mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot because, I mean, it's everything that we, like, well, it means a lot to people that hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because, you know, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. So, it's almost an essence of things.
Yeah, yeah. And it's something that I guess a lot of humans take for granted, the ones that do listen and
can hear. Yeah.
And can hear. And you know what I love? I love it when you sitting in silence and finding the sounds, like the winds and the rustles in the trees, in the grass, whatever air conditioner is buzzing right now, that kind of stuff.
And we're going to be doing that in a few.
Oh,
as well.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, it's good.
What does music mean to you?
It means something to me, I feel like, that's unattainable. It's something that I love and admire, and it's also something I would love to create, but I've never, like, felt like I've had the skill set to create, you know, beautiful music that you hear every day, you know? So, yeah.
My philosophy on that is that, and what I try to teach others in my experience with music, is that music is anything.
Yeah.
And so, like, literally, like, the thing that I see most out of people with any art is that you compare yourself to all these great classics, all the things that capitalism has, you know, raised into the top.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just say, go for it.
Yeah,
like, make
right.
your own music. Become that Christina Aguilera that you used to be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and there will be people out there
that
who
will,
enjoy it.
Who and there catch will, the vibe, yeah.
There will absolutely be people who are just like, I don't feel this. But, like, that's with everything,
that's
you know?
That's with everything.
That
You're
is
right.
literally with everything. And so I say, go for it. I want to hear what you got.
Okay, I don't even know where to start. So, like,
no, give it time. We don't have to do it now.
Yeah.
What do you hear right now?
I'm hearing that air conditioner buzz. I'm assuming it's an air conditioner.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing most dominantly.
Or a generator or something. It looks like you're trying to keep something in that backyard.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what that is. I have no idea. I'm just visiting, so.
It's like a little net.
Yeah.
To, like.
It looks like a, you know, I saw it. This is off topic, but I remember I saw on TV, like, someone had this elaborate, like, cat, like, maze situation that went outside like that. And, you know?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
But
maybe
I don't
that's to keep
that's,
the cat in.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, though.
What else do you hear?
Right now, only that. Sometimes I'm hearing the wind going through
It is pretty windy today.
Yeah, but sometimes a little bit of a car, like yeah, I'm hearing cars, yeah. It's mostly the rustle of the tree and that generator.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing, and you.
Us.
Yeah.
Make a sound.
How?
Make sounds.
Wow!
Make a sound you believe only you could produce.
Ooh, I don't know. This is it.
Make a cool sound.
Hmm.
Make a not cool sound.
How long are these sounds supposed to last?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they can be short, long.
Okay.
Short ones kind of help because then I can use them more in percussion.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Speak gibberish. Sing a note.
Erica Timmons. Hold on, can I sing it to this person?
Yeah.
Hi, Erica, I'm on a podcast right now and you're interrupting it. Bye! I love you too. Bye. Sorry.
No worries, I'm going to turn mine off as well.
Yeah.
You want to sing another note?
Wait, I was just supposed to sing a note?
Yeah.
Ooh. There you go.
Now, high pitch. A low pitch. Sing what you think is a B flat.
B. I'm so sorry. I have no idea.
No one ever does. That's the funnest part about it. Sing a number of notes.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi, fo, sol, lo, mi, re. Forgot the order. Do, re, mi, so, fa, mi, so, so.
Yeah. That was pretty good, which goes to the next one. Improvise a lyricless song.
Like scat?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay. Dwee, dee, doo, ba, dee, da, dum. Da, 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 dee, da, dum. Ga, da, woo. C-I-V-E, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dong-gong.
Wonderful.
I know. That's a Grammy Award worthy.
Look out, Adele.
Yes, for real. I'm coming for you. I'm
Name something that makes a sound.
A cat.
Make that sound.
Meow.
What is a sound that you enjoy?
I like the sound of music?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Music.
What is a sound that bothers you?
A nails on a chalkboard or anything that kind of squeaks on a chalkboard or squeaks.
Yeah, like styrofoam ruining it.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Drum on something.
Okay, I'm about to drum on this diaper box that's holding this microphone.
Can you beatbox?
No.
You want to try?
Okay. I'm going to go and do it this way so I don't spray on you.
That's pretty good.
Okay. You're very nice.
I'm a hype man.
You are. I like. Yeah, that gets people in trouble. You hyping them for the wrong things. But yeah, that works.
Imitate flatulence. Make a sound with your body without using your mouth.
How? Why did I do it with that one? Just so you know, I hit my foot that was injured on the ground stupidly, and now it hurts. Okay.
Yeah. What happened?
I just Mardi Gras too much.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's because, like, on Mardi Gras day, you just, like, literally walk across the city.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And my foot was like, Trick, you know you're way too fat to be doing that. And now I have a nasty bout of tendonitis.
Oh.
Yeah, oof. Yeah.
We'll get well soon.
Yeah.
Make an animal call.
Ooh. is that? I was trying to do a wolf, and I forgot what a wolf sounds like.
That's kind of wolfish.
Sure. That's what I did. Okay.
Manipulate your voice.
What do you mean manipulate it?
Like kind of change it, make it like a...
Make it like a low voice or something like that? I can manipulate it. It's manipulated. Manipulated. Can you put manipulated in a song?
Yeah, I'll work it in.
Okay.
Imitate someone without revealing who it is, either someone you know or a celebrity.
I'm very bad at impressions, just so you know. Okay. Okay, I'm thinking way too hard. This is what you're not supposed to do in improv. This is the reason why I don't do improv. No! No, you can't have it! You can't have it! No! You can't have it! That's one of my kindergartners.
Oh, no, don't say it.
Okay.
Okay.
My bad.
Name an instrument.
A violin.
Become that instrument. All right. Now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute.
Okay.
Starting now. What did you hear and or experience?
Well, I feel like I heard a plane in the sky.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of cars. That was nice, and it was just experiencing. It's like, I guess after making sounds and things like that, and then sitting in silence after, it makes you look for the sound, and you're just like, oh, these are sounds that I'm not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to give it some love for a minute.
And that's why I always say, with sound and silence, is the sound and the somewhat silence in between, because mm-hmm. like pure silence is like very hard to come by unless mm-hmm. you're like floating around in space, you know.
Yeah,
it's a vacuum.
Ooh.
And so that's why it's like, it's so special that we're here on a planet that even has an atmosphere for sound to exist, which is insane.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you name an onomatopoeia? Or a word that describes a sound.
Meow.
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
Or...
Yeah, I think so.
You know, M-E-O-W.
Yeah, O-W. Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Clap. Snap. Whistle.
I can't.
That's good.
Can't do it.
Stomp.
Thank you for reminding me to do it on the feet. That's not hurt.
Give me a sneer sound.
A sneer?
Mm-hmm.
What's a sneer?
Yeah, like the...
Oh, yeah.
Kick drum? Like the bass?
Ba-dum-tsh. No?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, okay.
A hi-hat?
I don't know what that is.
Like the... And a crash cymbal. How about a drum solo?
Wait. Here we go.
Can you think of another percussive sound?
The xylophone.
Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
That's a good question, and I don't know why an answer didn't pop up all of a sudden. I guess a good sound from the past would be the significance of it, like when I was in school, when I first moved to the United States, like just hearing a bell ring for the changing of classes and things. I didn't have it at my old school, and that was like, I don't know, that blew my mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even though, like, I would watch Saved by the Bell in England, so I knew that those bells, but our school didn't have them, so.
Well, they would just be like, all right, that's time, go to your next class? Like, oh, wow.
Well, the thing is, I was in elementary school, and you stay in the same class.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think any elementary school has it.
Yeah. So, like, oh, okay. You're right. I may have been.
That's a middle school, high school thing.
Yeah, okay. I guess, because, like, I guess I associate it with moving to the United States only because, like I moved when I was in sixth grade. So, okay. Like, the first time going to school, I'm hearing bells, and that's, like, yeah, okay.
I can hear the bells.
Yeah.
Hum the first song you can think of. Genie in a Bottle, right?
Yeah.
Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
It was The Labyrinth. You know the movie The Labyrinth?
Yeah.
David Bowie, and he sings that dance, magic dance.
Yeah.
Jump. That, I don't know why, but that was like something that stuck out to me when I was a kid. A lot. Yeah. That was like
that movie definitely sticks out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely a memorable movie.
What is a sound you think of a lot?
That's not something I think about a lot. Oh, okay. I would say definitely think about the sounds of my students in my kindergarten class. Like, specifically, I think about how they speak and talk, because a lot of them have, you know, like, when it comes to, because, like, in kindergarten, they got to learn how to read, basically.
Yeah.
And so knowing how to say their letter sounds. I don't know why it's taking me forever to explain this, but like the way that they say their letter sounds, you know, some kids, they don't like one of my kids, he can't say J for the life of him. He can't say the sound and he can't say the letter. Every time I'm like, say J, he's like, Shay. Shay. And I'm like, what sound is the Shay make? And he's always like, guh, guh, guh. And I'm like, no, that's the G. J, Shay, Gah. It's all a thing. So I think about the sounds that my kids make because I know it's going to impact their reading in the future. Okay.
I like that. It's like, hello, my name is Shames. Welcome to Shack in the Box.
Yeah! That's probably, yeah, that's going to be funny. But I honestly do hope he grows out of it. Amen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You would hope so. I mean, he's in kindergarten.
Yeah, he is. Time. Yeah, exactly.
What sound do you think you hear the most?
The one of my own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
Okay, you know, a jingle that is a bop. There's so many bops that are jingles, but the one that I love, okay, because when I first moved to New Orleans, there's this lawyer called Juan LaFanta, and he's a very serious, stern man. He gets on this, and he's like, I'll take care of you. But then he has, do you know Big Frida?
Yeah.
So Big Frida.
I saw her in concert.
Oh, she's so much fun on concert.
Oh, my gosh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, but anyway, so she comes out, like, he's like, I'll take care of you. And it's like this huge music video.
I know,
like,
what you're talking about.
Wanda Fanta.
Yes. Oh, I remember when that came out. That went viral.
Yeah, no, because it was a bop.
Yeah.
And so, like, so sorry. It's a good one. And it's because, like, it's so random. That's the reason why I love it so much. And there's so many random, but that's, I feel like, the most random, and I wonder how it happened, because I know it's because Juan LaFonta probably grew up with Big Frida and was like, they probably went to high school together, and he was like, can you be on the track? And Big Frida was like, I got you. And so I find that just so hilarious that that collaboration happened, and it's so beautiful to me.
And it worked so well. It sure did. In his favor.
He's good. Yeah. Juan LaFonta is fine.
And when you said the name, it made me think of the Wanta Fanta, Wanta Fanta. He couldn't do that. Juan LaFonta, Juan LaFonta.
Nah, he didn't need a Big Frida. That, I mean, but he could have done that. But yes, Big Frida is better, though.
Yeah, she opened for Galactic when I saw them, which is like kind of a New Orleans, like, kind of funk band.
Oh.
Like one of those big bands, you know. And she opened, it was such a, like, weird cross, but, like, I loved it.
Oh, yeah. I will say this. One thing I will say is, I've appreciated music so much more moving to New Orleans. I'm so spoiled. You can find any kind of free concert anywhere, and it just be amazing. Just you're just like, oh, and this is just a regular Tuesday for everyone.
Yeah.
You know? And then, yeah. It's just good. There's so much good music happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
What's next? What is an album that you really enjoy?
Right now, the album that I listen to from front, I mean, from beginning to end, is Janelle Monáe's, Dirty Computer.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, I love it.
What was the first album you owned or bought?
Okay, so, it's two. Okay, so, I'll count it as two. So, you know, back in the day when you can get, like, you know, you can get 10 CDs for, like, one penny or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And so my parents decided to do that. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get these, you know, 10 CDs for one penny. And then they said I could choose two. And the two that I chose was Backstreet Boys, their debut album.
Classic.
And then the other one was, random, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Soundtrack?
Yes. It's a bop. I don't care.
Really?
I don't care. Yes, I love it so much. And so, like, that's and I would listen to those over and over again. Those are my two, like...
There are some soundtracks that are amazing. Like, one of my favorite soundtracks that mm-hmm. I'll go back to, like, to just put me in a good mood, the original Austin Powers soundtrack.
I haven't even thought about
that. It is so groovy. And, like, the songs that they had in it, and, like, the bands, it's just... It puts me in a good mood every time I listen to it.
But Austin Powers, just in general as a movie, that puts you in a good mood.
Yeah.
Because, like, yes, I forgot about that movie. So now I have to watch it again. Yeah. All three of them.
All three of them.
Yeah.
And hopefully a fourth.
Yeah.
We'll see one day.
You think they would...
There's always been talks, but, I mean, now he's getting pretty old, so it's just like, is it outdated? Would the comedy even hold up anymore?
I think it would. I think he should try.
Because he's always talked about doing another one, but in the viewpoint of Dr. Evil, rather than Austin Powers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. But also, what's his face is not here anymore?
Dr. Evil?
Not Dr. Evil, the little one.
Oh, yeah, Vern Troyer.
Yeah, Troyer.
Mini-Me.
Yeah, Mini-Me, that's what it was, yeah. That kind of sucks. It kind of sucks when someone dies before the reboot can happen.
Yeah.
It's a mood killer just a little bit.
Because I'm not going to lie, to me, a recast, like, kills a movie. Like.
Yeah, I concur. Oh, random. So, what would you think? Did you ever watch Aquaman?
The new one?
Yeah.
With Jason Momoa? Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, so, would you watch it if they had recast Amanda Heard's part?
Oh, because aren't they doing that for the...
No, she's still in there. But I don't know why. She should not be in it.
Really? Sometimes, like, when it's small characters like that, then it's like, okay, really?
Do you think she's a small character? She wasn't in most of the movie.
Was she? I barely remember that movie.
That's fair. But she's in it. Yeah. I feel like she's in it a significant amount.
Because, like, if they recast her, they could always, like, just make it a different love interest, unless it's a super important character, but I was never a very heavy DC Comics person.
Oh, and that's fair, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a comics person in general. I just watch the movies.
But also, like, she's getting recast because she got like canceled or something like that.
No, it's cause you've not heard about the whole Johnny Depp drama that happened.
That, okay, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so who gets canceled and what side? And things have been flip flopping for
for a long time. I don't know. And I find it weird that he's gotten a lot of repercussions, and she hasn't gotten any when she's done some. I don't know. It just,
some shady things, from what I hear.
Yeah, from what I hear. But then, who knows?
Exactly. It's only what we hear from, you know, but, TMZ and everything.
But when you see the tapes and stuff, I was like, are we not? I guess, you know what? We don't have the whole story. We don't. But it doesn't make sense. The whole thing doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. Anyway, what can you do? That was random.
No, it's
good.
And
a little bit of buzzkill. Okay, let's move on.
Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make?
You know, like, if I could create, like, as in, like, make a now or something that I would like to make, like, in general, like, in life. Like, I guess. Okay, I'm just going to take it the way I'm going to, anyway. If I can make some sounds, there's a few that I would like to make, but the one, I would love to be able to make lo-fi beats by myself, you know, the chill music. Have you ever?
Have you
ever been on YouTube and just, like, put chill hop on?
Yeah. It's like, very popular in the last few years.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
A lot.
Because it's what's the word I'm looking for? It's almost minimal to the point where it's like, you can just have it as background music, and it's not going to be too distracting and involving.
Mm-hmm.
To where you're not, like, super focused on, like, the rhythm or the beat and everything, and, like, really focusing on lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, this is chill. I can study to this, or I can chill to this.
And I still can continue doing whatever I need to do. Yep.
Exactly. Are there any sounds that you wish to say to the audience or people listening? Or in general?
I have nothing for you. That's the sound I wanted to put out there.
For anyone?
Yeah, I don't have anything for them. I'm done.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
What sound-related question would you ask the next guest?
Rate the sounds of your farts.
Rate the sounds of your farts?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a question.
If you could rate the sound of your fart on a scale of 1 to 10, as in 1 being pleasant or 10 being atrocious, what would you rate the sounds of your farts? That's my question. I'm sticking to it. It's happening. Okay? All right.
Being atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
And Shatana Powell asks you, what was or is the first sound that you heard when you woke up?
Or today?
When you wake up, yeah. Or in general. Today or in general.
Oh, it's usually my alarm clock. And then it's an iPhone like sound. It's the dun 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 dun. It's, I can't replicate it, but it's an annoying sound that I'm immune to. Because, like, it would have been playing for a good few moments before I wake up. And there's been a lot of times it's been incorporated into my dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm hearing it in my dreams, and I wake up, and it's like, oh, okay, all right. So,
yeah. And two-part question.
Uh-huh.
What are the sounds you hear when you go to bed?
The sound of the TV, most likely an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
And
what?
That's about it. You got any plugs?
Oh, wait, when is this coming out?
This will be coming out April 10th, I think, the week of April 10th.
Okay, well then, I'm going to plug. So, you can follow me everywhere. That means you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the things, Twitter, on @HappyBlackChick. Secondly, I am going to be performing a one-woman show at a festival. It's called Perversion, and it's a fantastic show. And it's something you can see from the comfort of your own home at the One Festival. So if you would like to see when that festival is the last weekend in April. If you want more information about it, just follow me on Instagram, because I'm going to be harassing all my followers when the time comes, because I would like for y'all to see it, because it's going to be a fantastic show. And you can watch it online.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Accessibility is important.
Yes, it is.
Where can people support you? Cash App, Venmo, PayPal?
All those things. I have all of those. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, at Happy Black Chick. Or Cash App, of course, the $ Happy Black Chick.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being on.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening.
Yay. In catchy chivaza. How? Wow. Ooh, I don't know. This is it. Be do re mi fa so la ti do re mi fo sa lo mi re do re mi so fa mi so so dwee dee doo ba dee da dum da 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 dee da dum ga da woo see I wee dee 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 dum dum gong. Manipulated. It's manipulated. Manipulated. Can you put manipulated in a song? Meow. In catchy chibwaza. Ow! Meow. Ow! Meow. Ow! Ow! Meow. 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 Meow. da 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 dee da dum da da woo C I V dee da dee 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 dum 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 dee da dum da 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 dee da dum da da woo C I V dee da dee 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 dum 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 do re mi fa sol la ti do da re mi fa sol la si a re do re mi so fa mi so ti do re mi fa sol la re mi so fa mi so do re mi so fa mi so sol la si do re mi so fa mi so ti do re mi fa sol la do re mi so fa mi so. Manipulated in a song. Manipulated. Here we go.